Don't you worry about
Welcome
it.
Welcome back. I'm Camille.
And I'm Gretchen. I was editing. First of all, if y'all were here for last week.
You missed out. You missed it.
No, if you were here, I don't know if we should apologize or if we just need to say, like, you're welcome.
were educated.
We just ourselves. Literally, Camille, thank you very much because in case you missed it, y'all, we were talking about waxing.
Yeah, like Brazilian.
Everything.
Down there, kind of waxing.
Cha-cha, what? People that have hairy titties. I don't mean men.
Right. And look, and we girls can talk about that. Now, we girls, I mean, there's hair grows everywhere. You get older, it's just growing everywhere. So, you learned a lot, did you? Well, you never had a Brazilian.
I've never had any wax. I haven't even had my eyebrows waxed.
What the?
I know.
Oh, gosh.
I know. But now that we all know that Camille has, what, 18 strips down there?
One, two.
The fact that you were counting them last week threw me.
Oh, sugar. Well, no.
I thought it was just one thing.
Oh, honey. No.
It's customized.
Well, it's custom, I think,
for every
hoochie. But you were going to count because you're like, okay. I mean, I kind of hold my breath and go, okay. Oh. I mean, it is one of those. Yeah. It's painful.
Here's what I'd never got out of you. So if there's all these different strips, right?
Yep.
Does she like follow the beat of a song? Dun, 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 dun. So you know it's coming, or are you just laying there and you're like, oh,
no, it's just the wax. Actually, she puts the wax on and it hardens, and so it's just the wax, literally. Mm-hmm. So she taps it. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's ready, and she just grabs it, rips it.
Is she ripping it up or down?
It's kind of up, and so it's against the grain, and that way you get. You know, the best results.
Well,
but
understand.
It is, it's an owie. I'm not going to lie. It's one of those whoo owies.
Oh, okay. So we are going to talk about other things, but I got to clear some stuff
She's
up.
Got
y'all.
Some questions.
So the little tender skin down there.
Yes.
Do you put like a salve on it?
Well, after. After she's got a little menthol type.
Menthol?
It's a little cooler. I mean, it kind of cools it right down. It's hot. That wax is hot. The temperature
I know. That I get.
Oh, yeah.
I can understand
and
that.
And then it's a little inflamed because it's been just ripped.
And you've been doing this how long, Camille?
I'd have to ask Joanna, but I think it's been, 10 years. Now, I know, but it's
I
can't imagine I have.
Are you going to be like that old woman that still does it? Should I get like wean you from this, Camille? You know what I'm saying?
When you think I have a problem?
No, here's my point. I don't know this, y'all. She's my bestie, but I don't know this. But I would imagine like you don't have a huge problem down there.
I don't. As I'm saying, it's kind of a relationship.
No,
Jeez.
Camille, you're holding your legs, and your sunshine is right there. She could do without that. Y'all could have lunch. You don't have to do that for a relationship.
She needs the money. She needs the money.
We're going to get a call from Joanna. Hey, Camille, I've been seeing your sunshine for a long time. I don't need the money.
Don't be breaking me up. Oh, no. She ain't going to kill me off. She needs me. No, I... and we do a little therapy. I mean, I therapy my lash lady. Everywhere I go for my hair, it's
funny.
When
you're holding and your sunshine is there... You're doing therapy on her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, when I'm holding my breath, though. But I'm like, okay, Lord. And I am kind of, you know.
Well, you're
I'm...
praying your way through it, huh? see, people are paying money for this, y'all. I don't get it.
You know, and I will say, you know, sometimes you got to pull your skin a little tight, you know, because I have a little, I'm a little chubby. And so, you know, I kind of help her out.
It? You are or she
is? I kind of pull my stomach. Just to make sure that it's just going to go smooth because I just want her to rip it quickly. So, you know, you don't want to have.
We really aren't trying to make this a part three, y'all. I apologize. I am new to this. Speaking of pulling tight. We were watching that video of that girl. She had like a derma.
Oh, yeah.
Razor.
Like a razor.
Not the kind that you can do between your brows.
Yeah.
It's kind of like teeth.
This was really.
This was like a flat razor. And she was pulling her skin and doing this. And you could see the skin. Bless you, child.
Sorry.
She could see the skin. You could see the skin.
The skin was coming off. She was sloughing her skin.
So I looked online last night. I'm like, I want one of those.
Did you get one? I don't know if I trust myself.
I know, but here's the problem. So they make ones. They're like a machine. Mm. And it's doing it for you. I don't know that I want that.
Oh, no, that's a little scary
to
me.
Plus, it was like $70 and up.
Wow.
But everything else was like $9. And I'm thinking, you want that sharp enough that it's not going to be
dragging. But is it really a good idea to shave your skin?
it's exfoliating. It's not, you're not like taking off major layers.
Not gonna
layers.
Bleed. All right. Okay.
No. You're just barely getting off the dead layer. Which is why, by the way, y'all, men have such good skin when
they shave.
They exfoliate
that
shit.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So it isn't like it's gonna
peel
again.
So maybe we just need to shave our face.
Well, maybe. Maybe we need to.
I've actually done that before, y'all.
You have not.
I have. Remember the Sasquatch eye patch that I had after chemo and let that thing grew back? Y'all, I had to get the granny mirror out and be like, oh my gosh, I thought I had eyeshadow fallout.
She had like little black hairs. I mean, down. Hair, and y'all. She had cheek hair.
It's right there.
Weird how your hair grows back weird, huh? It was a curly. Was your hair growing back curly?
On my head or on my face?
On both, actually.
That patch stopped growing, thank God.
Caught a cough.
But it did. It grew back. I mean, they call it chemo curls. It grew.
Sorry.
Can we have some water?
I have.
I know. Bless her heart. You want me to talk? That's amazing. Gretchen talking. What? I'm gonna find one of those things for us. Okay. I want to do that.
Well, and we haven't much talked about my burn victim moment. But
how
I
are
do,
you? I wanted to have a follow-up.
I know. I mean, I don't know if you can see my décolleté.
Show her chest again.
Oh yeah.
It's still red.
It's a little red, but my neck has gotten better. But look, I do think. I mean, I've got a little. I have some marionette lines here. Mm. I've learned
these
terms.
We all do.
I've learned these terms. But I do think they're a little less. Mm-hmm. I think they're less. And they said it takes 3 months to really have full collagen repair.
Got it.
And so I'm still waiting for that. And it's going to, I think that'll be in May.
Do you feel like, you know, like after the Botox sets in, do you feel like there's parts of your face that are tighter?
Yeah. And I do think there's a little bit less of a gobble. So I did, again, it was down here mm-hmm. and then up to my mm-hmm. eyes. I didn't do my forehead. But I think there is some value to it. I do. And I'll tell you, it was painful, though. I was not prepared for the moment of shock. I mean, I literally drove home. I was cold. I was a little shivering. I'm never cold. You should ask her. She's in a fridge at which comes to my office. People are wearing jackets mm-hmm. when they're coming because I like to keep you on your toes.
I may be in July wearing a turtleneck.
That's right.
Just wait. Do you feel like the crepey, you don't have this, but I have crepey, you know, under eye. Do you feel like that got better?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's mm-hmm. a little tighter. Okay. And I will in 3 months. I have before and after. I mean, I got pictures all the way through it, man.
Sure.
I was,
yeah, you
I looked
were,
like a
you were a freaking mess.
Swollen mess.
I was like, girl, you okay?
She'd call me every day. She'd text me. I'm like, oh my God, of course, okay? I'm not dead.
Because here's the deal. Like, you couldn't crack. You couldn't smile. You couldn't eat much.
Oh, and I'll tell you. And then there's little mm-hmm. baby scabs. Mm-hmm. Every little hole. And it was, I mean, this man was mm-hmm. very, he's an engineer. So it was very systematic.
Yeah,
perfect.
But he was very
meticulous.
Careful and meticulous. Yeah. I watched him. I was like that hawk over here going, that's my best friend.
She's like,
that's her face.
And then she watched the smoke blow up, you know. It was. And
y'all, there was 3 air purifiers in the room.
And then, but your skin is on. I mean, your skin is smoking. I'm not kidding you. Mm-hmm. I was smoking mm-hmm. hot. So.
You were, girl.
I was smoking hot. Like literally. But I really do feel like I can see the wisdom of it. You know, you said today, I wasn't sure how deep he could go and not hurt you. And I think the needle that he was using, I think it was down to a certain point. I think that's when he would stop.
No,
did
no,
he
no.
check it?
No, first of all, it's not a needle.
Oh.
No. It's the end of a stick. Okay? So that end of the stick, it looks like a little hook, right?
Yes.
That end of the stick is hot. So
it's
to me, it's
blue.
Not how deep he goes. It's how long he left it on there.
Because
it's still hot. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if there was accounting. I tried not to talk to him because I thought, I don't know if he's doing like 1 Mississippi, 2. You know, I didn't know. So, but it looked like he had a rhythm going.
He did. And
you
he said he gets
saying?
In the zone and he's just, and we don't talk. And I'm just.
And y'all, we're talking tiny little dots. So it's not like one here. It took.
It was a grid.
It
grid
took
pattern.
All day.
Oh, 4 hours. Yeah, it was 4 hours.
It took all day because he would numb this side, you know, numb both sides. And then he'd go to this one and we just kind of moved it around. But
it was amazing.
Would you think it's worth the money?
Well, that's what I'm going to find out. I do feel like there's some tightening. I'll do my after pictures in May. I can't say just yet.
Okay.
But I will tell you, I was not prepared for a little traumatic. It was a little trauma. And then you have little baby, you know, scabs on these little burn holes. And he says, leave them alone. Don't pick them off.
Right.
You got to let them fall off naturally. But, you know, whenever your mouth area is where they're falling off the first because you're moving your mouth.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And so I, you know, but I, again, it, after the first 4 days, it was kind of like, okay, I can handle this. But it really is an intense.
Could you sleep?
I had a hard time the first few nights, I'll be honest.
Because you can't lay on your face. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And I'm not a back sleeper. I'm a side
sleeper. Here's the deal, y'all, about Camille. She never complains. Like, Karen can do stuff on Camille that I'm like.
Dr. Karen.
And you're good. So I know that when you were in pain, I was like, I'm worried about her because she doesn't, you don't complain. Hey, I found this South Korean beauty skincare line that I am pumped to try.
I'm excited.
I've ordered it. It should be here like in the next couple of days. This particular company is called Ryman, R-I-M-A-N, and I will send y'all, I'll put a link in the description here. So the South Koreans are known worldwide. As a matter of fact, did you know that the government puts money? They actually help fund research because like that the South Koreans are known.
Yeah, that's right.
Dr. Karen, I mean, she's always like, what are they doing now? What are they doing now? They're the leaders, right?
Yeah.
They are the leaders of aesthetic skincare, all that kind of stuff. So this company.
Non-surgical stuff, yeah.
So it's a full skincare line. It's also hair. It's also supplements, right? Mm. It is body creams too. But here's the kicker, y'all. I don't have the notes in front of me, so I'm not going to say it right. But let's just play with the idea.
Okay. Yep.
There's a volcano, okay, in South Korea that at the bottom of this volcano, and again, I don't have the notes, y'all. I just learned about this, but it makes sense to me, is water. And from the runoff of this volcano are all these minerals, all these minerals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a plant that's grown in South Korea. They take the leaf of this plant and they saturate it with this water from this volcano, and it creates this good stuff.
Ooh.
Okay, so that's the premise, the basis of all of their product line.
I wonder if it has like a charcoal or an ash that absorbs toxins, just saying.
They own the patent. They own the ingredient. They own it. Like, you're not going to find competitive companies using the same stuff. They own it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's the number one selling. It's the number one selling skincare in all of South Korea. There's more bottles sold than there are citizens living there.
That's incredible.
Billions have been sold in 4.5 years. And guess what? They just opened it to North America. So now the U.S. and Canada can get it.
We're going
to
try it.
And you can also sell it. So this is like the genesis of something that the world is going, I want.
And we'll do before pictures, so without makeup on, so you'll see. Yep. And then we'll kind of, didn't there before pictures on there? And it was like after 30 days?
No, one was after 3 days. 3 days.
Okay. It was
amazing.
So the
premise is glass skin.
And this?
And Dr. Karen said, look, the South Koreans love, they call it a ritual, not a routine. It's a ritual because they consider it sacred.
Yeah.
You know, you're using elements from the earth.
Yeah.
Everything is all natural, which I like. And there are several processes, but I hear it only takes like to do the whole routine, the ritual is like 5 minutes, you know? And I'm like, we spend more time on our makeup. Why wouldn't we spend more time
scrolling on
skin?
Your phone?
So to me, I think, and this is what Camille and I've always been a proponent of. You will always hear us talking about take care of your skin, take care of the texture.
Right.
Don't fill your face with fillers.
Right. That's right.
So she became a burn victim because she's taking care of the integrity of her skin, right?
Yeah, I want your non-surgical stuff, yeah.
So if this stuff is as good as I think it is, and we're trying it out, that means you're going to look so much better when you decide to wear makeup, if you decide to wear makeup.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So the canvas, honestly, y'all, that is, in modeling, they like girls that have pretty skin.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to use as much makeup because you're not covering as much up. And it just looks better because the canvas is perfect.
That's true.
So we're 112.
That's right.
And so the premise is let's preserve and keep the skin.
That's right.
Not even that. That doesn't even work for us. So we're going to let you know. But I'm super excited about this. It has this oil. This makes sense to me. So you put this oil on your skin to loosen the makeup and dirt.
instead of soap and water.
Then the next process is a creamy type remover.
Yeah.
Okay. Then there's the spray that comes
like
with
toner.
Well, it's part of that volcano water.
I love that.
And then there's some serums. There's a another spray.
Mm-hmm.
They also have, y'all, I cannot wait to get a hold of this. It is a mask, like a sheet. Collagen sheet mask.
Mm-hmm.
You spray it with their spray. It dissolves and goes right into your skin.
We need to do it.
Praise Jesus.
We need to do it on here.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we need to do it on here, yeah.
That's a good idea.
So
we're going to give you guys the skinny on it.
Yes.
And if we love it, we're going to tell you.
That's right.
Okay. Just like we went through your burn victim stuff.
There were pros
and cons.
There was.
But overall.
Yeah. I thought it was a great experience. Mm-hmm. And again, I think there's some value and we'll see.
I think you look amazing.
Well, thank you.
You guys should see her in person. You think she looks good on film? You should see her up close.
I'm close. I love Dixie.
I don't want to see your sunshine, but that. This up here is awesome. This is awesome.
You know, the amount of money I spend on my hairs, lashes, eyebrows, hoochie, my hair. I mean, it's just like all the
you
stuff.
You know, you could we cut spend some so much of that money. Out.
I know. But I was thinking, I spend a lot of money on hair.
I know.
Like, what do I spend the most money on for and cosmetics?
Just so y'all know, I have to talk her in to wearing one. Like, it's the end of the night. We're going home. And I go, let's film back home. And she goes, but my hair looks good. And I go, Camille.
You're going home.
She's have you ever had those times, y'all? I know I have, and you're going to say you have too, whether you could be lying or not. But you know,
good hair day.
You know, like sometimes, like you have to go in an event. Say it's a nighttime thing.
Yeah.
And it comes time to wash your face, and you're like, but it looks good. Like this is a good look. Or I don't want to squish my hair back because I don't want to go sleep because this looks good.
You know what I do?
Hmm.
I will. I'll do a lot of selfies. Like I will.
Oh, you'll take advantage of that.
I will do selfies. I do. I will go stand and I'll just put on my jammies, but I'll just do my selfies. So I have a good makeup or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tracy's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Nothing.
Shut
nothing.
Up, none of your business."
And I got my flash going. But I'll do like 20 selfies or whatever. You know.
Tell me. Show us right here, Camille. What are your top three selfie poses? No, like it's not. I never see you post those.
I did. You see that one on Channel 4? I was like. Like I did kind of like a funny one. But I'm just like.
And who took that?
I did. Oh, no, you did.
Yeah.
I think she did, yeah. I'm just like, I'll just look in and smile.
You do.
Like
I know. Yeah. So when we first started this, and I was like, Camille, we need some fun shots. Here's Camille's idea. She's better now, but in the beginning, she was like this. Right? Or like this.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like. You know, and so when I got that's a post, like, I'm like, "And who's the pretty one, Camille?"
Oh, mm-hmm. I have to be dainty or something.
She's like,
"Yeah, that's right."
Have you seen those? Innocent. Have you seen those people that post like the JCPenney? Oh my gosh, we should go do that sometime.
Let's do that.
That would be hilarious. The poses, what they wear.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You
oh
know?
My gosh.
The... Oh my heck. I never did JCPenney's, but we did Olin Mills. Did y'all have that?
Oh, yeah.
Olin Mills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good modeling. That's fine.
I got my start at Olin Mills.
Olin Mills. I don't think they're around anymore, are they?
I don't think they're around anymore. I don't know. No. I mean, why would you do that when you have your own phone?
Yeah.
You can take 20 selfies at the end of the night. Why?
Right. Well, now, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's how and we all are.
You can change your wardrobe just from AI.
That's right.
You can change your background. You can change your hair.
I know. The hair color, the hair texture.
I did a post just because I had a lip shade that was kind of like this. And so on AI, I changed my hair color. People thought I did it. And I was like.
And it was kind of a mauve. I remember
seeing
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was just like. No, y'all, the next day it's this again.
Yeah. I had a friend on AI. Again, he had this, it was a neck tat, everywhere tatted. And it was on AI.
But ooh,
it was like
should do
for
that.
April Fool's.
I should send it to my mom.
Yeah, exactly. I did a thing. And then it's like,
so
that would take you
weekend.
A year.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that would take.
Talk about a burn victim.
Talk
about pain.
That would take longer than yesterday. I did a thing. And they had the whole neck and everything. But it looked kind of cool.
Hey, when you, so let me get back to the burn victim thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, you were swollen.
Oh.
Were you on, what's that stuff? Is it Arnica?
Arnica. I was on Arnica. Yeah, it's a bruise preventer.
Does it work with swelling?
I think so. But what I really, I had aloe vera is what kind of, it was like a sunburn. Literally, I treated it like I had a sunburn.
You were a freaking mess. You taking anything for the internal healing?
You know, I don't. I took curcumin. I did some curcumin, and I did some cayenne pepper for circulation. By the way, not on my skin, but I ingested that, and then I kept hydrated. So electrolytes and a lot of water. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know I'm teeing up right now. Do you know what I'm teeing up?
What are you teeing up,
Wanda?
What? Leave it alone.
For those of you that are new, everything and you can't see it. If you're not following us on YouTube, I just want you to know Camille has a big-ass wart.
It is not a wart. It is not a wart. She does this to me. I'll tell you something.
What?
I am not going to even show it anymore because what she does, and I want to go I want to go back in time, and where's my first Batcom beauties? Because I'm telling you, that wart was double the height. Double the height. And maybe the girth is still there. Maybe the girth is the same circumference.
I just got hot.
Maybe the circumference is girth a bad word. Maybe the circumference is still
stop.
What's wrong with girth? Girth means the circumference around. That's what it means. Get your head out of the gutter, girlfriend. We know what she's thinking about. I know it. But I'm just done showing it until it's absolutely gone. And then when it's gone and it's just, it's literally just flat skin.
It's been 5 months, y'all.
And it's
do you know
be...
that if you went to a regular MD, that thing could be gone in 28 seconds?
I am trusting my natural remedies. I would rather not have scalpels. Again, I'm trying to do my face all natural, so why would I cut something off my wrist?
Why didn't you have Zeus Zep on that thing?
I didn't even think about that. And I probably should have, but that probably hurt. Hurt. I know.
She's got her cayenne pepper.
I do cayenne pepper and my and my curcumin.
Just so you know, guys, if it were really changed, if Jesus really landed on it and it changed, she would not be wearing a Band-Aid.
Jesus don't give a shit. Look, I'm telling you something right now. This I wear a Band-Aid because I have a new watch and it's dying. It's making my watch back yellow. I'm gonna show you. It's like
look at her. She's crying. And, I know. Because you know what? Here's what she said. Here's what she said in the beginning. And all you that are Camille fans, you can hate on me. I don't care. She said, the reason why I have this bump, she's not going to call it a
from
war,
my watch.
It's from my watch.
Well, you know.
Dr. Karen said that is bullshit.
It's not either. Dr. Karen wasn't asked. We're going to call her. Look, no, you see that little yellow thing? Look at that. See that yellow?
I don't feel sorry for that.
That is from the curcumin. It's like it's dying the back of my watch. I'm like, what the? So I'm putting a Band-Aid on now so it doesn't ruin my
watch. Okay, well, your watch is off, so let's see what the Wanda looks like.
No!
Give us an update.
No mocking me. You quit mocking me, girl. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it is flatter. I know it's flatter. Look. I mean,
compared
it is kinda,
to what, Camille?
Compared to last time. Let me get the yellow off of it. Ooh. It's got yellow on it. But look, I mean, it is flat. It's so much flatter. Okay, look at that. I know. See, it's yellow.
Why is it still red?
Because that's got cayenne pepper on it.
No, shut up, Camille. It looked that way.
It's cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper. Okay,
it's making
if
it
you
red.
Washed you it off right now, would it be flesh color?
In a while, yeah. But the cayenne pepper is, I'm telling you, it's going in there. Okay. And when I feel it, it is hard. It's barely there.
Because it's got,
going down.
It's got roots.
It's going it's not got roads. It is going down, girl. I'm telling you, you better be nice to Wanda.
You know what's going to happen? Camille, we're going to go out of town, and she's going to be like, you know what? Warts are contagious. She's going to start going like that to me. You watch, y'all.
It's not a wart. Warts have like a black little thing in them, right?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They do. They have like a seed thing in it. I've seen like the black thing in them. Didn't you have one? It is not a wart.
But we just all, the whole audience,
I know you're
all
worried
20
about
of
me.
Us, we
and
just want to
you
thank
your empathy.
You for giving us this halftime
thank you
entertainment.
For empathy, for the empathy with her. I know. She's always mocking my wart.
Oh, she just called it a wart. Did y'all hear that? It has been documented. It is now going out to the WWW.
It ain't a wart.
Oh my gosh. I got something in my eye.
You okay?
I deserve it, don't I?
Well, that's karma. I mean, you know.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up now because we've given you 24 minutes of nothing but pure
entertainment.
Pure stupid ass entertainment, right? but we'll put some links on the bottom and then we'll see you next time.
That's right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.